I mean, we've all done it. A little drunk purchasing. We've talked about it.
This is different, though. You can't even say this is not different.
Something happens. I've said this before. I went to a flea market, walked around, didn't see anything. Split a pitcher of beer with some friends, went back to the flea market and saw nothing but bargains and amazing things, and walked out with a stuff that I have to this day that I still use, like curtains and...
I was at the food truck festival, and after a couple of wobbly pops, here I am buying some vintage shoes. I'm not sure if they're men or women.
Online?
At the food truck festival. The woman was selling t-shirts, and then she had a couple of other things.
Everything looks better.
Yeah, bought these shoes. Haven't worn them since. $40. They look like they're from a long time ago, but yeah, I get
cool.
it. I might wear them.
Everything and everyone looks better.
Yes, no doubt.
Okay, so this story really caught my eye. A British couple, they had a good time. They were on their honeymoon in Sri Lanka.
I thought it was real or fake, and it was real.
This was real. And they had so much fun that they ended up buying the hotel they were staying in. They had a lot of rum. They both split
ridiculous.
A ton of rum, and they made a decision upon learning that the hotel's lease was up and it was going to be... shut down. And they were like, that's a shame. We can't do that.
Shut it down.
So they naturally decided to take over the place for 3 more years. So that cost them $40,000, which actually isn't that bad. I mean, I couldn't
do it,
but if you had a little bit of money, you could do a mortgage.
Are you would be vacationing in Sri Lanka? You probably got the money. Are these Americans?
They didn't. No, they're from England.
Okay.
And they didn't bore themselves with the details.
The UK.
The translation help of some friends during the negotiations, and then they drink more rum. And then they realize that they're having a baby. But they did renovate it and reopen it, and business has been booming. So that means they actually had to put more money into it for the renovations. But they reopened the Lucky Beach back in July, and they said they've had a steady flow of customers. So it was a very irresponsible thing to do, but it really worked out.
You're the Lucky Beach tonight, yeah.
I have to say this. So we're buying a house.
I know you
and, are. And there's this new thing called like DocuSign, where you sign your name online.
I've done it.
For the mortgage. And I don't know if, I'm sure they didn't do this.
Right, yep.
But I have to, it is scary how easy it is to get through 12 pages of documents. You click it and it'll just zip take you to the next place and it'll just say click here. And when you click, it auto signs your name. I didn't read a word of it.
Oh, no. Who does?
Robbie did.
No yeah. way.
Oh, yeah. He went through the whole thing and he actually found things he wanted to amend.
Flag on the play.
He's like, what about the PCI? Blah, blah, blah.
And the realtor's like, I know.
The realtor's like, I've never read any of these.
I haven't read it.
In my whole life.
Damn.
Yeah, but it was almost too easy. Like,
you go to the car dealer now. He's not pulling out papers. It's all like ingrained in his desk. You know what I mean? No, you don't, because you don't buy cars at all.
I haven't, yeah.
Yeah, but if you go to a car dealer, it's a computer inside the desk. He's sort of looking at you and you're pressing stuff. It's not a bunch of papers.
With car dealers now, do they still do that whole thing of, let me go ask my boss?
Yeah, they run up and down the hall.
And they do? That's so dumb.
And that suck. Maybe not at CarMax or somebody.
They're just going to have coffee, right? They're not really talking. There's nobody.
No.
They're not talking.
No, they're going down the hall. They're definitely.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
And they can't just do that on their little computer desk?
Hey, car dealers, aren't you really going down the hall and talking to the guy?
They're just going, hey, what's up? How are you?
No, they're like, I got this guy. All right, offer him this and see what he says. Okay, all right.
You think?
Yeah, and then you're like, nope. And you get up and you walk and you say, hold up, I'll go back.
Yeah.
And then he goes back. Then he says, he's getting ready to leave. It's a cat and mouse game.
See, I feel like, you know, when the band leaves and they go, good night.
Yeah.
And then we cheer and then
they come back. Yeah.
They don't really go, oh my God, I heard the crowd. I better go back. I think it's the same thing. They just wait. Then they come back.
So is it an
car
encore?
Dealer.
No, you got to cheer loud. Sometimes if you don't cheer loud enough, they won't come back.
Aww.
Right, so you're not getting that car. But yeah, they go back down the hall, and then what did he say? Okay, all right, now go offer them floor mats and free vanity tags. Okay, I'll be right back.
I do not think that happens.
Doesn't it?
I don't know. I would love to know.
Yeah, all right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
So we were talking about the car buying experience. I mean, we went from houses to cars, and you were thinking, they're just twiddling their thumbs. I don't know what you were thinking. When they leave you, they go around the corner. They're going down to talk to somebody.
I think they're just having a cup of coffee, biding their time. They see me walk in with my unicorn sweatshirt. They know I don't know anything.
Somebody says, I'm with Team Kirk on the car dealer. And I think they go and say, throw in CarMax and stuff like that. Kirk and Mary Ann, so what can you tell us on the car thing?
Okay, my ex-wife used to work at a car dealership. I won't say which one. Mm-hmm. But when they told you they'd have to go talk to their manager about the financing and this
right.
and that, they were all out back smoking cigarettes.
Oh, that's what I thought.
No.
Yeah, they weren't talking to their manager or nothing.
Horrible.
They have a certain quota that they can, it's called hacking. If you pay the sticker price, it's called hacking.
I always pay the sticker price. I don't know what I'm doing.
Bro, you're giving away all the giving away the secrets. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, they got $7,000 of play in a new car.
98 Rock, what do you know about the car dealer? Are they really talking to someone?
Yes. My name's Daryl. I'm from Westminster.
Hi.
And my father-in-law is actually the finance manager of a dealership.
Okay.
So when they do go out and they go down the room, all they do is just write down a price and just say, yeah, he seems like a sucker, or he doesn't.
What? That's horrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens every day. I mean, my father-in-law says that he usually gets at least one or two dummies a day, and the other one's actually coming in knowing what they want to pay, researched it, and are actually stand fast. No, I'm only going to pay this.
Oh,
and then he actually says, okay.
Dang.
I'm the sucker.
Me too.
Woo.
Hashtag me too. All right, I want to tell you when we come back about how the car people got me.
Oh.
Got me bad once.
Hook, line,
I came in with a car. I wasn't going to buy the Kia Spectra.
And yeah.
And I ended up buying it because they played dirty.
You're driving it right now.
I know. Worked out, but.
Hook, line, and sunker. I mean.
All right, so. Yeah, so we're talking about cars. Originally, we were talking about the drunk couple that bought the hotel they vacationed in.
Yep.
And then we kind of wormed our way into...
the car buying experience.
How easy it is to sign mortgages and, like, car stuff. And I feel like I got had. So I had an old Camry. My mom gave it to me. I drove across country to L.A.
How about that?
And it was time. It was very loud. It was dying. So I took it to a Kia dealer way out in L.A. And
he said, here she comes! Here she comes!
Yeah.
Here she comes!
Basically. the guy, you know, did his little song and dance. And I said, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
It wasn't going to work for me.
Yep.
He goes, take it home for the night. So
oh,
I was like,
yeah, I love that.
All right, I didn't care. And I'm like, he kind of didn't let me take no for an answer. He didn't take no for an answer.
You're taking it home. Take it home.
So, yeah. So I took it home and it was great, but I still went home and researched and was like, yeah, I don't think this is a good price. I could find something better, blah, blah, blah. Go back to the dealer, give him the key, say, thanks again. Got into my mom's Camry and smoke started coming from the engine on my way home.
Oh, no.
So I pull over and I'm like, oh my gosh, woo-hoo. I'm freaking out. I'm way far away from home. I'm like a half hour away.
He went ahead and did it.
So I went back to the dealer and bought the Kia because I didn't put it together at all. My brain didn't even think that they would do that. And then later, somebody I knew a lot about cars, and they said they put a little bit of oil or something on the engine, like a little bit of something right on there.
Good.
Yeah. And so I was so scared, and this is pre-Uber.
That hurts my feelings.
I didn't even have a ride home, you know, so it was so far away. Nobody was going to come out, West Covina, pick me up. So I bought the Kia, and I do love my car,
my head
sure.
hurts. I can't believe that. They pulled a quick one on you.
Yeah, it was dirty.
What year was that? I mean, because your Kia.
2009.
I mean, you're still.
Almost 10 years old.
And running. You get in and drive off every
Robbie
day.
Robbie calls them sweatpants.
What, the
it's
car?
Not the Kia's, my 2009 Kia's back.
Sweatpants.
They don't look great, but they're very comfortable, and they get you where you want to go.
Sweatpants.
I don't care what cars look like. I just like it to be comfortable. Like, his BMW is not, to me, a driver-friendly car. Yours is, like, luxury.
Yeah.
His is, like, 1989, rickety, low to the ground.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, I like my car, but... I would punt my car if I had a chance to.
Yeah.
Car dealers out there.
You know what I love about...
hey, car dealers. Aldo. Hey.
Aldo. You know what the best thing about the Kia Spectra is? It's paid for.
Damn right. You know what?
Day of my life. You know, besides the birth of my daughter, it's the day I wrote that last check.
Two words I've never said about my car. Paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Who's upside down? I'm upside down.
It feels good. I mean, you know, there's issues now. It's almost 10 years.
Right. Damn. Yeah. And
I'll deal with it.
I remember the Hyundai at first. It was, it's not the car it is today. Hyundai and Kia has come. You know, one of my first bikes, I'm talking 10 speed, was a Kia.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like,
the company that makes your car made my bicycle back when I was a kid. It's just
I did not know that.
Honda used to just make lawnmowers and mini bikes and motorcycles. And they said, you know what? Let's start making cars. You probably don't even remember that.
Nope.